Welcome to Cassandra Explains It All, a podcast where we take a magnifying glass to all of our treasures from the past.
Okay, perfect. So tonight, I hope you guys are ready to take a very nostalgic, moody walk down memory lane. Put your Walkman on, pack your backpack. It is time to run away from home because today we are talking about Caitlin's Way, the possibly forgotten Nickelodeon show that I was banned from watching.
I'm not the type that you think I am.
I don't need you or anyone else to take care of me.
You can't tell me what to do.
You're not my boss.
Hey!
Well, your life has just changed.
I told you I don't follow orders.
I don't belong to you.
Some people were born rebels. She'll grow on you. Check out new episodes of Caitlin's Way, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only in the end.
Because of my quote, attitude, as if. My mother said, and I quote, "What kind of title is that, Caitlin's Way? Why are they teaching you that you could just get your own way all the time? That's ridiculous. It should be the principal's way or the parents' way." I mean, you know, this is the kind of bullshit that I had to hear growing up. I mean, I was banned from Caitlin's Way. Daria was completely out of the question.
Hey, are you a tween, a teen, or maybe just somebody in between?
Dear God, help me.
Are you hankering for a show you can really relate to?
No.
A show that's edgy?
Then I've achieved my goal.
Smart? Sassy? Even a little bit sarcastic?
Thank you so much for all the adjectives.
Then tune in weeknights at 9:30.
There's no place left for me to hide.
For a half hour of teen angst.
When this is all over, remind me to run screaming into the night.
With Daria, your favorite edgy teen anti-heroine.
Blech.
She talks slow, thinks fast. Weeknights at 9:30. Only in the end.
I guess I can't stop you.
South Park, absolutely off the table.
Meet South Park's Cartman, the fat one.
Okay, school, call me fat.
You're not fat. You're big boned.
That's what I said.
How about a nice chocolate chicken pot pie?
Cartman lives in South Park. Every Wednesday at 10 p.m. here at Comedy Central.
The Simpsons, never gonna happen. Somehow, I was able to get away with Mystery Science Theater 3000, which was my lifeblood.
Hi everyone, Mike Nelson here from the Sci-Fi Channel's Mystery Science Theater 3000, along with Crow T. Robot.
Can't talk, must play.
And Tom Servo.
Lock, kick, punch!
The good folks at PlayStation Underground asked us to take a look at some of their work from the past year.
Yeah, meaning they bought us off with a bunch of PlayStations.
And a mess of neat games.
and we're going to head to the theater in a minute, but first I just want to get one more goal at NHL Faceoff 98.
Meaning you fairly stink at it.
Hey.
Man, my arms don't work, and I'm doing better than you. Jump, kick, turn!
Yeah, Mike, why don't you go back to playing Pong?
Yeah, face it, Bob, you'll never master the subtle power of Parappa the Rapper.
Or the lightning-fast reflexes of Crash Bandicoot.
But yes, I would always sneak Caitlin's Way when my parents were away for the weekend. And I think I was in like junior high school when I used to watch this show. I feel like it was the last true Nickelodeon show. The premise of the show, Caitlin's Way, focuses on Caitlin Seeger, played by Lindsay Felton, a troubled girl who lives on the streets of...
And now, an exclusive look behind the scenes of Nickelodeon's new show, Caitlin's Way.
My character is Caitlin Seeger. She's a tough city girl from Philadelphia.
Hey, watch it!
Who has committed one too many petty crimes and has to make the decision whether or not she wants to go live in Montana or go to juvenile hall.
Cool camera. You steal it?
Griffin.
Griffin's just sort of your regular average kid living out in Montana, of course. His world is rocked when he has to cope with this new girl who moves in with him.
Oh man, are you out of your mind? What are you trying to do? Ruin my life?
He really is just adjusting to this weird change that has just suddenly been dropped into his life.
Please welcome your new classmate, Caitlin Seeger.
What a freak show!
A lot of kids feel out of place a lot of different times in their life, and so there's a little bit of something in it for everyone.
Don't miss Caitlin's Way. Sundays at 8, 7 Central, only on Nickelodeon.
So she chooses the latter upon moving in with Dory, Jim, and Griffin on their ranch. She experiences culture shock. So it's like a classic fish out of water story. Caitlin is still distraught about her mother Catherine's unexpected death when Caitlin was 8, seeks a loving family in a permanent home. The ranch was actually near High River in southeastern Alberta, Canada. There were scenes shot in town around the many murals, as well as in local schools. And in Calgary, where the C train was occasionally seen in the background. So this is another great Nickelodeon Canada joint for us. And it aired in Australia under the title Just a Kid, but it was classified always as a live-action teen drama series that aired on Nickelodeon from 2000 to 2002. The show was co-created by Thomas W. Lynch. You guys might recognize that name because he created several hit children's programs like The Secret World of Alex Mack,
Would You Want to Grow Up Here? I Have To. I'm Alex Mack. I was just another average kid until my first day of junior high. One minute I'm walking home, the next there's a crash and I'm drenched in some weird chemical. And since then, nothing's been the same. My best friend Ray thinks it's cool. And my sister Annie thinks I'm a science project. I can't let anyone else find out. Not even my parents. I know the chemical plant wants to find me and turn me into some experiment. But you know something? I guess I'm not so average anymore.
The Journey of Alan Strange, and he also created Kids Incorporated.
This summer, the search was on to find new talent for the hottest kids show in America. Take a backstage look at the Disney Channel's Kids Incorporated.
So all of his shows definitely had a similar type of perspective, right? He was really good at writing children's teen tween programming. The series Kids Incorporated, it spawned the careers of several future stars like Jennifer Love Hewitt, Stacey Ferguson, known as Fergie, of course. And that was actually his first hit series. And bonus points if you guys can tell me in the comments more stars that came from that show, because there are definitely more. He also was the co-creator and writer and executive producer of Disney's The Jersey. And I mean, this guy honestly has been involved in so many children's television shows and movies and lots of other things. These are just the notable ones to me. So the main character was Caitlin. She's a 14-year-old girl who's been in and out of foster homes since the age of 8 when her mother, Catherine, suddenly died. Her father had left when she was 4. Caitlin's still angry about her mother's death. She hides her grief in this like tough girl persona and gets into trouble frequently. She loves photography and she's usually seen with her camera, which once belonged to her mother. So it's definitely a sentimental show right off the bat. Now, I did find an article from the year 2000. And it's the Seattle Times. It says, TV for serious teen issues. Caitlin's Way fills the gap. I'm excited to read through this article because I think it's so true. This show seemed really important for Nickelodeon.
There's a devil my tail. But I don't have to feed him. And there's an angel that is tempting me to fail.
Caitlin, you know gambling is illegal.
It wasn't really gambling.
Oh, and why not?
Because I couldn't lose.
Caitlin, you've only been here 2 months, and every teacher has come to see me about you.
I'm challenging.
Oh, yes, you are. Truancy, fighting, disregard for authority, and now running a casino in my school.
Caitlin was such a bad girl. All right, let's go through this article. It says, among all the wonderful things Seattle can boast of, our city can also lay claim to producing the world's most beautiful baby. Don't have any idea who that is? Watch Nickelodeon Sundays at 8 p.m. 15-year-old Lindsay Felton, star of the new half-hour season series Caitlin's Way, is making a splash on her new series. And yes, she was that good-looking infant of legend. Unlike most beautiful people, though, Felton takes her title in stride. It was just because my mom worked at the Northgate Mall, and they had the contest at the JCPenney store, where the contest was held 13 years ago, she said, and I won. Is Felton insinuating the contest was rigged? I don't remember most of it, she admitted. I guess I just have trouble believing I'm the most beautiful baby in the world, really. Nonchalant and self-deprecating, it's no surprise Felton plays the role of Misfit Caitlin Seeger so convincingly. The main character of Caitlin's Way is a motorcycle jacket wearing orphan. Is there any other kind? At heart, though, Caitlin is a good kid to whom life has simply dealt a crummy hand. Her mother died when she was young, leaving her at the mercy of social services. Her experiences have given her a veneer of toughness, and she's sarcastic, practically attached to a 35mm camera she uses to capture artsy slice-of-life photos wherever she goes. It's very, very Sean Hunter of her.
Hey, what are you doing in my seat?
When she gets caught stealing a pack of pictures, the Catholic school she was attending expels her, and Caitlin ships out to the wilderness home of her long-lost cousin Dory Lowe, played by Cynthia Belveau. Dory's husband Jim, Ken Tremblett, and their geeky 14-year-old kid Griffin Jeremy Foley. Life on the range looks boring to the tough city girl, and Caitlin and Griffin have a rocky relationship.
She's the beat cat.
Wait, stop.
I can't read what you've written here.
She's the best vet in the county? What, did you fail reading too?
Yeah, right after you failed handwriting.
Just say the words, okay?
Yeah. She's the best vet in the county. And of course, when my horse Bandit got attacked by a rabid wolf, Mom saved him. What? Cut, I can't say that.
Why not?
Because Dory didn't save Bandit. Bandit saved me, and I saved Bandit.
A technicality.
And I can't call her Mom.
Why not?
Because she's not my mother.
I got it. We'll push the foster parent beat. You know how Mom took in a poor, distant cousin who was in trouble with the law and gave her a home and...
So you're gonna use my life to promote Dory for Mother of the Year.
Well, then make something up. A mother-daughter moment. Being part of a family means committing forgery for the ones you love. Remember?
Probably the exact scene my mom walked in on me watching. Oh my god. Soon, though, Griff and Caitlin forge a tenuous bond, and Caitlin manages to make one friend, a wild horse she saves from harm and names Bandit. I had a lone wild horse, actually, that I cared for a while when I was going through a hard time. Have you guys ever had a lone wild horse that you've cared for? Let me know. Let me know. What do you know about equine therapy? The March 11 premiere of Caitlin's Way was one of the highest rated debuts Nickelodeon has seen.
How do you spell Caitlin? T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Ripped off.
Caitlin Seeger to the principal's office. Caitlin Seeger.
What is that, the fourth time today? Another ride in a cruiser.
Three strikes and you're out.
Well, I guess she's off the team. Oh, looks like you left the hair dye in a little too long there. Attacked by wolves and wild horses. Since when do horses get a special credit? Caitlin's Way, tonight at 6:30.
That's pretty snazzy for a channel with regular presence in Nielsen's top 10 cable listing. But Caitlin's Way has something none of Nick's other shows have right now. A way of dealing with teen issues with bite. And yeah, Nickelodeon was doing very well at this time. There's a ton of good, serious teen dramas on television right now, and no, I'm not counting the WB's Dawson's Creek or Popular. Why aren't they counting Dawson's Creek? What does that mean? Finding out who kissed Joey this week doesn't help kids relate to the tough issues they're going through. What? Oh my lord. Okay. We've got a Dawson's Creek critic. The classic Degrassi High series was useful in that vein, while maintaining a soap opera attractiveness. If you missed Degrassi High in the late 80s on public television, acquaint yourself with it on CBUT, weekdays at 4 p.m. NBC's Freaks and Geeks accomplished the task very well. For all the good it did them, the show's gone the way of another teen show nobody watched, My So-Called Life. Okay. Yeah, it is crazy that Freaks and Geeks and My So-Called Life got canceled so quickly. Both shows that we will definitely do episodes on. Speaking of that, Nick's first serious drama has Claire Danes' breakout show to thank for its growing popularity. With her red hair, punky clothing, and fashionably dour attitude, Caitlin easily recalls My So-Called Life's Angela Chase.
They said the show was so cool, so different, so real that it didn't have a chance. It has one now. This is it, the final week of MTV's latest addition to the buzz bin, My So-Called Life.
Angela's voice overswelled with an uncertainty that preeminated the way she carried herself and interacted with others. While Caitlin has a prickly shell tinged with sadness, she's constantly ready to be disappointed. This kind of appeal will help Caitlin's Way become a show to which smaller kids, teens, and parents can easily become addicted. I mean, yeah, it was like the very final attempt to capitalize on the grunge rock era, right? The Kurt Cobain of it all. One thing I realized is that everyone is saying what great family programming it is. She said, I have 17-year-olds saying, I watched it with my little brother, and I have an 11-year-old saying, I want to be just like Caitlin. I don't know if that's the best thing, but it's nice to see that we did what we've set out to accomplish. I don't know, guys. I just found that article so fun. I love that they are really giving us a perspective of the year 2000 and how My So-Called Life, Freaks and Geeks, and all of these other teen angst shows were really coming to an end. And I think it does show that just like the grunge era in general was completely dead.
You know, I don't need to see a picture of Kurt, asshole, and I'm going to have you removed if you keep throwing that up. I'm not Kurt. I have to live with this ghost and this kid every day. Throwing that up is stupid and rude, and I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you. Do it again.
Grunge is dead, baby. But yeah, I'm so happy I found some of the episodes on YouTube. Just free out there for anybody to watch. It's such a nostalgia trip, even though I barely remember it. But I do remember them promoting it a ton. And it worked. I mean, I desperately wanted to watch it, even though I was stopped.
This is Caitlin. Caitlin, the girl who walks all alone. All of
alone. No one else is here. She's quite alone. Now she's on the swings alone, and it's winter. She also rides alone. Is anyone else totally sick of this depressing music? Often, Caitlin walks, talks, and goes to the playground with others. This is her way. Caitlin's way, tonight at 6:30.
But such a cool show. It reminds me of In a Heartbeat, which I would love to cover, and so many more. Tell me if there's other ones you guys remember too, Animorphs. The only real trivia is that the show was originally shot in two 26-episode seasons. So Beautiful Dreamers, Belated Birthday, Icicle, and Sidekicks were aired during season two, but filmed with other 22 episodes of season one. The long break between airing of episodes Mother of the Year and Bolarama has led to the listing of a season three for the last 10 episodes. So, I mean, that could be a little bit confusing for some buyers if you're trying to find this on DVD. I'm not saying this show is cursed, but a lot of the people that worked on it didn't work on anything after this. Like, what did happen to these talented young actors after the show ended? Lindsay Felton, who played Caitlin, she had begun her career acting in the early 90s, but Caitlin's Way was her first major role. And after it ended, she made a few minor appearances over the years, but her role as Caitlin remains pretty much what she's best known for. She hasn't been on screen since 2014, and she doesn't have any projects in the works currently as far as acting. But she does seem to be doing well. I mean, her Instagram shows that she's pretty much, you know, that at least shows that she's in a happy relationship, and she likes to travel and spend time outdoors. And then Cynthia Belvoir as Dory, before Caitlin's Way, she had been in the industry for more than 20 years. But interestingly, however, she actually chose to retire when the show ended in 2002. So during this interview with VC Star, Cynthia said, "I had a 20-year acting career. I had a great time and worked constantly, but it got to the point it just wasn't feeding me anymore. I didn't feel passionate about it anymore. I really believe you don't want to carry things that you're not passionate about anymore." In 2015, Cynthia was diagnosed with breast cancer, but she was able to overcome the illness. Unfortunately, she doesn't appear to be active on social media, so it's unclear what she's been up to in the last several years, but, you know, I hope that she is totally healthy. Ken Tremblay, who played Jim, unlike many of his castmates, Ken has continued to work constantly, and he has over 90 acting credits. He was in When Calls the Heart and A Million Little Things most recently. Brendan Fletcher was also on this show. But yeah, I don't want to go through every single person. I really just kind of wanted to indulge in a little bit of the nostalgia from this show. I haven't given it a proper complete rewatch, so I don't know how well it holds up, but it seems okay. I did watch all of episode one at least, and I was pretty impressed.
Truancy, vandalism, theft, a car wreck?
Wasn't exactly my fault.
And whose fault was it, exactly?
I'm a product of my environment. Let's see if the next home you place me in can't have a little more cash laying around.
I am all out of homes, Caitlin.
Well, all right. I'll go back to live with the Willises. But you gotta tell them to let me have a little more spending money.
They don't feel that they can give you all that you need right now.
Okay, so they don't want me either. So what now? I'm too young to go to jail.
Yes, but not youth correctional.
Juvie Hall? No way.
Did you know that you had family?
Yeah, I've had exactly 10 in the last 6 years.
Real family. Your mother had a cousin.
Cousin? But she... How come no one ever told me?
We didn't know until a friend of yours told us.
Who?
Sister Bernadette. She had some former students in high places. She made a few calls and they located a relative.
Okay, so what? Who is he?
She. She sent you a ticket. She wants you to go live with him.
Yeah?
As far as guest stars, they had Danny O'Donohue, David Seeger. So, in, you know, it did air on Nickelodeon. The show was also telecast in Canada on YTV. Nickelodeon canceled the show after ratings fell, and the show changed direction. I mean, new episodes were shown throughout early 2002. It also aired on CH and on The N. Although it is a Nickelodeon series, Disney Channel actually aired it in the UK and Ireland and in the Middle East. How weird is that?
I'm not the type that you think I am.
I don't need you or anyone else to take care of me.
The N was so amazing, and that was 2002. I loved her purple hair. I loved her green hair. I loved her leather jacket. I love that we always get the bad boy like Harley Kiner, Sean Hunter, the Fonz, but now we have a female version of it, and I love it. I mean, Buffy's amazing, but she didn't wear a black leather jacket. I had never seen YTV, so I'm completely unfamiliar with these bumpers, which I love.
Meet Caitlin, a troubled streetwise teen whose last option is to move to the country.
I chose this over jail.
This is going to be quite the adventure. Caitlin's Way, tonight at 6:30.
I don't see why Nick won't just put the show on DVD for all of the fans. I mean, get it together, Paramount, Viacom, whatever you're calling yourself these days. Just release all these shows that we want. I would love to binge the entire series without having to do it in parts on YouTube. At least give it to us on DVD, just like The Amanda Show and so many others. I mean, I'm still waiting on episodes of Hey Dude that are unreleased, and Pete and Pete. Get it together.
Caitlin's Way, Sundays at 7:30. Caitlin's Way, Sundays at 7:30. Caitlin's Way, Sundays at 7:30. That's it. Caitlin's Way, Sundays at 7:30.
Now, I can't figure out if this ever aired on SNICK. I don't think it did because I can't find a bumper for it.
Teen Nick is very, it's like so.
Like, whoa.
Right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Just like that. For a bunch of new episodes and stuff, go to Teen Nick Sunday night. You're so there.
So maybe really it only ever just ran on Sunday nights and never was on SNICK. This might have ended up being a short episode, and if it was, I apologize. I really just wanted to talk about Caitlin's Way once it popped into my head. I could barely remember anything about the show, but I definitely remembered all of the promotion and just desperately wanting to watch it and not being able to. Now that it's on YouTube, I'm going to continue to watch it, and I'm curious if anybody else out there even remembers this show, kind of like the Torkelsons. But a lot of you guys did remember the Torkelsons. And I just want to say a special shout out to all my patrons. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for signing up to be a patron. It would really help me if you guys would leave a rating and review on my main feed and, you know, just share it and things like that. I am going to start trying to release one episode a week on the main feed. I know some of you guys are here for the nostalgia stuff and some for the Aaron Carter stuff and some for everything in between. And to that, I would say we have lots of nostalgia to cover, lots of Aaron Carter to cover, and so many good episodes in the works. We've got more episodes coming out in the Marilyn Manson series, which, by the way, the Marilyn Manson fans are insane, and I kind of regret doing that episode. Actually, the Corey Feldman fans are even more insane, but I don't, whatever. And I think there might be a Mel B. NT episode coming soon. River Phoenix is on the list. Random, but I also mention Animorphs. Pretty Little Liars. As we come through summer, we've got to remember it's almost fall. Got to start gearing up for Halloween. Everybody leave your suggestions, recommendations, and requests in the comments or just DM me. I hope that everybody's having an amazing weekend. I will talk to you guys again soon. Later.
Bus number 47 will now depart.
Welcome aboard, young lady.
High river, huh?
Did you know that cattle outnumber people 6 to 1?
Thrilling. Some choice. Jail or a place where cows outnumber people. I can't believe I have a cousin. Why didn't anyone tell me? Why didn't she find me? Why do I care? It's never any different. New place, new family, new rules. Always the same suspicions.